Another bit of Iraq-related news. Vice President Dick Cheney arrived in Tokyo today. Japan has troops in Iraq. The vice president is hoping to shore up public support in Japan for the Iraq mission. He'll also travel to South Korea, another Asian ally, with an Iraq deployment. Japan's government, as we've been reporting, has been under pressure to pull its small contingent out of Iraq since three Japanese civilians were kidnapped there this past week. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Tokyo. I asked him how the Japanese public greeted Mr. Cheney.
Well, I think opinion here is very divided. There have been demonstrations on the streets again here. They haven't been huge demonstrations, but they're reflective of a portion of Japanese society that is very angry at Prime Minister Koizumi's support for the United States, and they want to show that to Vice President Cheney. They think the deployment of Japanese troops in Iraq is what has caused this hostage crisis, and of course they're right. The troops are in a non-combat role, it should be said. They're there in a capacity of bridge building, they're delivering food, they're helping to get clean water to the people of Iraq, and a lot of people feel they're doing a very good job there. So the other part of society, I think, is quite supportive of Mr. Koizumi's policies. And of course, there is a long history of Japan-US friendship. And so I think those people will be welcoming Dick Cheney here and wanting to talk about how they can peacefully resolve this situation.
Well, the Japanese prime minister is insisting he won't yield to the kidnappers. Is there any sign his resolve is eroding?
I don't think so at all. He spoke yesterday of this resolve, and in fact, he has staked a lot on this decision to put the troops into Iraq. He really wants to support the United States on this for many reasons, one of which is that he wants U.S. support in dealing with North Korea. But really, the government has gone into overdrive here to try and do both things, to get the hostages released and to keep the Japanese troops there. The Japanese foreign minister has come out on a video today that has been distributed to television stations across the Middle East in Arabic, asking the kidnappers to release these hostages. But Mr. Koizumi has been very, very firm that he is not going to be pressured into withdrawing Japanese troops because of these kidnappings.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Tokyo. Thanks very much, Rob.
You're welcome.
The Arabic television station Al Jazeera is now reporting that the kidnappers plan to release the Japanese hostages in the next day. That report could not be independently confirmed. In the next half hour of our program, we'll hear more on Iraq, the perspectives of two Iraqi Americans, one Sunni and another Shiite.